Blog Talk Radio.
Bless you. Lord, bless.
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad and elated that you have stopped by the show today. We have a special guest on the other line that will be talking with us today along with our show, and her name is Pastor Shara Johnson. And so before we start our broadcast, let's have a few moments of prayer. Heavenly Father, your words instruct me to walk in righteousness today and in truth. Make me your worthy servant, Lord. Let my words be true, and let my action lead others to you. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Well, today we have an exciting topic that I have never touched on in almost the 10 years I've been on Blog Talk. And today our topic is the man who walked with God and disappeared. His name was Enoch. And for those Bible scholars that may have your Bibles, you can turn your Bibles over to Genesis, the 5th chapter, the 18th and the 24th verse. Also, Hebrew, the 11th chapter, the 5th verse, and the 6th verse. And my caller, whenever you want to come on, all you do, hit 1 on your keypad on the phone you have, and I'm looking at your number, and I'll bring you on the switchboard on this side. But first of all, let me give you a little introduction today. And I'm going to put my caller on, and that way when she get ready to talk, she'll be fired up and ready to go. Caller, I have you on the air now. You'll be heard all around the world. Hallelujah. You know, today two men are named in the Bible as having walked with God, Noah and Enoch. You know, this does not mean they were the only men who ever walked with God. Throughout the Bible, you will find others who walk with God. There are those today who are seeking to walk with God. Both these men were of the faith line set. Enoch was taken, translated, raptured before the flood, and is a type of all believers who will be raptured before the great tribulation, of which the flood is a type. Noah was preserved through the flood and is a type of Jewish remnant who will find grace. And today our tag words you will hear us mention throughout our broadcast is faith, Enoch, and rapture. So let me give you a little history on Enoch. For some of those that may be listening today that may not have some things on Enoch, I did extensive searching. You know, there are at least 4 different men in the Bible named Enoch, starting in Genesis, the 4th chapter, the 17th verse, over in 15, 18, 25, and 4. But we should note that all in Genesis 25 and 4 and Genesis 46 and 9. You know, they tell you about Henoch, meaning Enoch, instead in both verses. It is only the Enoch mentioned we are talking about today in Genesis 5 and 18 that the Bible, not Sadie, the Bible give any significant information about. You know, this Enoch was the great, 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 great grandson of Adam. Genesis 5, 22 through 24 says, after he became the father of Methuselah, Enoch walked faithful with God 300 years of the sons and daughters. Altogether, Enoch lived a total of 365 years. Enoch walked faithful with God. Then he was no more because God took him away. You know, just think about it. If we walk faithful with God, how God would rapture us up. We don't have to go through the tribulation. We don't have to go through the flood and through all the things that's to come. We could be rapture ready and be raptured up. You know, I'll give you a little bit more synopsis of Enoch, because a lot of people don't talk about Enoch in churches nowadays. You know, Hebrews 11 and 5 give a little more detail. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. My. You know, he could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commanded as one who pleased God. Are you pleasing God today? This being taken away is what Enoch is most famous for. Only two people in the Bible are said to have been chosen by God to escape death. There was Enoch and Elijah. Enoch appeared to have been given this privilege due to being a man who walked faithful with God. You'll find that in Genesis, the 5th chapter and the 24th verse. And pleasing God in Hebrews 11 and 5. For what purpose was Enoch taken away? The Bible does not specifically say. The most common assumption is so that he could serve as one of the two witnesses alongside Elijah in the end time. My. Thank you, caller, that came on. I have another caller that come on, and anytime you want to say something, caller, let me know. Hit 1 on your keypad, and I will bring you in also. So I'm going to start with my guest, Pastor Sharon Kirtland Johnson, today, and I'm going to bring her in. And, woman of God, you are now on the air. If you would like to say something thus far before I go any further on the man who walked with God and disappeared.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. I just thank the Lord for you, woman of God. You have truly, truly been a major inspiration in my life. Excuse me. And I just want to let you know how much I really love you. I want to let you know that I thank God for, you know, the works that the Lord has allowed you to do in this Houston, Texas area, how you have, you know, blessed so many people. You know, the Bible says, esteem your brother higher than yourself. And sometimes we just need that encouraging word. You know, how you take so much pain and suffering for the people, you know, and truly it is an honor and it is a privilege to just be on your radio blog. I think this is the first time that I've ever done anything like this, and it truly is an honor and a privilege just to be able to, you know, the word of God say, he says, open up your mouth. And he said, I will speak through you. So you might be studying and you got a whole lot of stuff that's written down and all of that kind of stuff, which nothing is wrong with that. That's awesome, because the Bible says to study to show yourself approval. And, you know, he would definitely allow the Spirit of God to speak through you. And as I'm thinking, just, you know, as we're going forth and listening to you going forth with Enoch and Elijah and just all of this beautiful stuff in the Word of God, it just lets me know daily that, are we pleasing the Lord? You know, are we pleasing the Lord? And when we're suffering and we're going through different things in our lives, and, you know, are we overcoming those things by the Spirit of God? Are we walking in the Spirit? Are we allowing? Because that's what they did. I just believe that they were men of God that was constantly before the throne. I just believe that they were dying daily. I believe that they was like, Lord God, if I said or done anything today, God, I ask that you would wash me and purge me and cleanse me. And I bet you they were watching everything they said. They were watching everything that they did. They were being very cautious. And they were being, just before the throne, listening and fasting and praying and undergirding themselves in the word of God, which they didn't have the word like we have it. But it was, you know, God was speaking directly through them, you know, and to them. So, you know, it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing, you know, like you said, when we can allow ourselves to just totally submit and commit our ways unto the Lord and surrender completely and totally. You know, I've been living for the Lord for the last 41 years, and I've been living by faith for the last 35 years of my life. And I promise you, God told me, he said, I was 20 years old. He said, if you work for me, he said, I'll pay you. These were the words of the Lord. And so I understood completely and totally that God wanted me to give my mind, body, soul, and spirit unto him. And that if I completely and totally surrendered, I lived just like the prophets of the old days. You got to have faith to live like that. You said one of your key words was faith. Faith without works is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So what? Faith, trusting and believing, and all my life, that's what I have done as a young woman up until now, and I have seen God do nothing but miracles, and I'm constantly saying, Lord, am I pleasing you? Are my ways pleasing you, God? I don't want to be doing this and then God, he's far from me and I'm thinking I'm still right with God and God just threw me away because I can't even hear what he got to say. So, amen, I thank and I praise God for you, woman of God. You truly are an inspiration. And I know you said you've been doing this for 10 years. And I was like, wow, that's so awesome. And I want to encourage you in the Lord, woman of God. I want to encourage you. And I had told one sister, I didn't get a chance to tell anybody else, as I was getting up and preparing this morning, and you reminded me, I had told one other sister, I don't know if she's still on the line or was she able to get on it, but I do want to say that I love you and I praise God for you. And I want to encourage you to keep on doing the work of the Lord because you're doing a great, great work right off of Belfort. And what's that, 6806?
Yes, ma'am. 6806.
Yes. 6806. I mean, she y'all listen, this woman of God, y'all keep this woman of God up before the Lord. Continue to pray for her. Continue to lift her up. She is doing a mighty, mighty work for the Lord. And I just want to let you know that I love you and I praise God for you. And thank you for allowing me this time just to, you know, just express unto the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Well, I thank you, Pastor Johnson, for coming on. And please stay on to the end of the broadcast. And if there's anything else you would like to say, just let me know. And the guest that you invited on, she is on. I don't know her name, but I see her number. And if she would like to say something, all she has to do is hit 1 on her keypad. But, you know, today on our broadcast, there are 3 things we want to observe with regards to the 300 years walk with God, what Enoch did. You know, the beginning of the walk, Enoch began walking with God when he was 65 years old.
Wow.
You heard, 65 years old. No doubt this is when he was saved, at 65. He was convicted of his sins. That's what we have to be today. We got to be convicted. Turn from our wicked ways. Turn ourselves around to Jesus. He was saved by grace through faith. Today we would say that 65 is almost too late. No, not many are saved at that age. But thank God men can be saved regardless of age when they realize their lost condition, repent, accept Christ as Savior. You know, don't try to walk with God spiritually unless you're saved. You know, the walk itself, it was a progressive walk, just like with you all today. Enu grew in grace and knowledge of the Lord. So are we instructed to grow in the Lord? Progress. He was going somewhere. As he walked, he prophesied. He prophesied of false teachers and their destruction. He preached of the second coming. You know, God is letting us know that he is in charge. And woman of God, would you go ahead and say something in there? I'll be right back. Praise God, praise God. You know, he preached of the second coming. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Did you want me to express right now?
Yes,
or?
Yes, ma'am. Expound. Okay. I have another call coming, so go ahead and expound.
Okay.
I'm still having
on. Okay, amen. You know, as I begin to just think on what the woman of God is saying concerning, you know, Enoch and Elijah, how that these men, I didn't get a chance to get that scripture that she was giving out them scriptures, y'all. I was trying to write them down, but she was looking about there pretty fast, but I wasn't able to get the scripture that she was expounding on. But I would like to say that it's amazing how these people, their hearts were sold toward God because they was doing everything in their power to please God. They was doing everything in their power to please the Lord. And this is what God wants out of us. You know, did I offend my sister? Did I hurt my brother? You know, I'm so cautious as a leader. I don't want to just be going around offending God's people or doing anything to not allow the light to shine on me. I'm so quick. Anybody that know me, they know I'm finna say, did I hurt you, sister? Because I do want to be pleasing with the Lord. I don't want that ugly spirit to take over me and have me thinking I'm right when I'm wrong. I'm doing everything in my power daily to spend that time with the Lord. My husband, when we woke up the other morning, I had just got up and I had just started just worshiping and praising. And he said, baby, it's just a bright light on you. Because he told me, he said, you are so bright. And I know I'm not that bright. I know people that's way brighter than me. But I, you know what? I knew it was the power of God that was resting upon me, and I just felt so unworthy. Hallelujah. I just said, Lord, thank you, Father. Thank you that you would just put your light upon me, that you would rest upon me, God. All I want to be is that light. All I want to be is that example. I don't want to be this big person that have grown up. No, you said, except we come as a little child, we were in no wise in an end. Lord, I want to stay that little child, God. I don't want to grow up, God. Because, Lord, it's my desire to be holy before you. It's my desire to be clean. And Lord, she's still shouting. You know, sometimes we as bishops and pastors, you know, we watching somebody else shout, get in there, because we need all of this and more. Because let me tell you something, the fight is against the leaders. The devil's trying to tear the leaders down. The devil is trying to destroy the leaders. He's trying to pull us down. He putting some heavy stuff on our marriages and our children and our family to try to throw us off and bring distractions, like the woman of God said. So we need that prayer. We need that deliverance anytime we can get it. Amen. I'm just trying to see the woman of God ready.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. You done stirred me up.
You know, it was a walk of agreement with Enoch, which you'll find in Amos 3:3. It was a lonely walk so far as the world was concerned. When you walk with God, you must stand for the things of God, the world. You know, the three Hebrew children walked with God in the fire furnace. A fourth man was there. You'll find that in Daniel 3:25. You know, over in the Word of God, Stephen walked, was stoned, saw Jesus in heaven standing at the right hand of God. You find that in Acts 7. You know, as I go on through the scriptures, Paul was caught up in the third heaven. He had just been stoned. He walked. You know, as I pray and I would seek the Lord, and I thought about that third heaven, being caught up in the spiritual realm, in the super. To me, that would be the supernatural, the third heaven for me here on earth. You know, John walked with God. He was banished to the Isle of Patmos, which wrote Revelation. I can remember a time years and years ago, I was sitting at a church in a service, and God kept saying, the Isle of Patmos. And I kept saying, God, the Isle of Patmos, is that where I'm at right now? Here, John walked with God. Here he had to put him aside, not cast him away, but send him off to be able to talk with him, to be able to do the things he wanted to convey to him. He didn't need no distraction. So on the Isle of Patmos, he hadn't had no distraction. He couldn't hear what the Lord was saying and doing in his life. Here, Daniel walked with God and spent a night in the lion's den. How many of you, you can't spend a night with a voracious dog. Now, you know, if God's not in there, how can you spend a night in the lion's den with lions everywhere? Unless God was in charge. You know, the end of the walk for Enoch is when you take a walk. It's got to end somewhere, sometime. Enoch walked with God 300 years, and the walk ended. What happened? I'm glad you asked. Did he quit walking seriously? No. Did he get mad at the preacher? No. Did someone hurt his feelings? Yes. No. God took him home to heaven, where he didn't have to experience all that we experiencing down here. He was translated. He was raptured. He just disappeared. What a current event of that day. You know, the news media would have had a field day. Now, think about it. They looked for him, but was not found. Just think about when you're looking for something and you cannot find it. You know, at the appearance of Jesus, all the saved will be raptured. Translated, taken over in 1 Corinthians 13:17, 1 Corinthians 15:51-53. I believe this will be the next great worldwide event of age, don't you? Think about it. Those left will be searching for friends and loved ones. The infants will be gone. Think about it when God raptures us up. Some who are left will say this is the end of the world, but it is not. There will be the tribulation. Then there will be the second coming of Christ, the judgment of the nation, the millennial reign, the final battle of God and Magog, the white throne judgment. Sinners go to the lake of fire. saved go to heaven. Those that saved go to heaven. But them that is sinners that have not been saved are going to the lake of fire. It tell you that. And in my conclusion today, seeing then all these things shall take place, what manner of person ought we to be in all holy conversation and godliness? We are to walk daily with God. We are to worship daily, pray, and study. Be a good witness. Have a good testimony. Tell others your testimony on what God brought you through. You don't know who you may be helping. If you are in church, stay in church. If you are out of church, get in. If you are backslidden, repent. Above all else, if you are not saved, be saved today. That is our broadcast today. The man who walked with God and disappeared, Enoch. So today, as I end this broadcast, you know, I always said if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I hug each and every one of you and tell you just how much I love you. I want to thank my guests for coming on today, Pastor Sharon Kirtland Johnson and her guest that she invited on. I don't know her name, but I thank you so much. Next week, we'll be on again with another exciting topic. And if someone would like to come on, please let me know through Blog Talk. Send me a message or send me a message through my email, sadie.aura@aol.com. Send me an email. I would love to hear from you. I would love to have you on the air to do a broadcast with you. So until next week, I want you to be blessed. Have a wonderful week. And until next week, I love you and so do God. Bye-bye.